جی جا
سوال کیے جاؤ.
ویلکم ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو. دس از یور ہوسٹ ودیا. دا شو از براٹ ٹو یو بائی سفاری کڈ, دی امیزنگ پری اسکول اینڈ آفٹر اسکول پروگرام وتھ این ایمفسس آن فن. چیک آؤٹ دیئر پروگرامز اینڈ لوکیشنز ایٹ سفاری کڈ یو ایس اے ڈاٹ کام. سفاری کڈ یو ایس اے ڈاٹ کام. آف کورس ڈونٹ فرگیٹ ٹو لائک us on Facebook. Safari Quiz Show is the name of our page. We want all of you who listen casually, sometimes loyally, whatever, to go and like our page on Facebook. Once again, that page is Safari Quiz Show. Before we get started with today's show, couple of housekeeping items. One is our musical showcase. Parents, I'm sure you have a child who is musically talented and either plays an instrument or just loves to sing or is learning some kind of music. We would love to play their pieces on air. Last week we played a lovely Bengali song by one of our contestants on the show, so that was really fun. And just like that, we'd like to do similar musical showcase pieces from all of our listeners. So if you have a child who can display some kind of musical interest, talent or learning on our show, please send me an email at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, please mention musical showcase. I look forward to hearing, getting lots and lots of entries from you guys. Maybe if we get a bunch, we can even do a little contest around it. So let's see. That's our musical showcase. About Safari Kid itself, the Safari Kid Warm Springs offers a customized part-time accelerated learning program for 2 to 5 year olds. Their program combines interactive tools and hands-on learning to stimulate the child's mind and aid in all-round development. Their activities are designed to develop math, reading, writing, in addition to social, creative, emotional, and physical skills. They offer a fun, healthy, safe, and nurturing environment to instill in every child a lifelong love for learning. And that's the principle of Safari Kid, the principle that learning shouldn't be a matter of, you know, a chore. It shouldn't be a chore. It should be something that you eagerly look forward to every day. You enjoy testing your wits against other people. You enjoy testing your wits against your own knowledge. You learn because it's fun. All right. The other bit of information I have is that there is a new Safari Kid location in South De Anza Boulevard. The address is 1081 South De Anza Boulevard. So if you live anywhere in that neighborhood, do go and check them out and learn more about their programs, instructors, and tour the facility. All right, let's meet our contestants for our show today. Our first contestant is a returning contestant. He loves the show, loves to come back on the show, and we love to have him on the show. Welcome back, Aditya.
Hello, my name is Aditya, and I'm going to be going to fifth grade in Forest Park School, which is in Fremont. And for my hobbies, I like to play with friends and play sports.
All right, what sports do you like to play?
Basketball.
When is school starting, by the way?
I think August 24th.
So you still have a ways to go. What are you doing with your time these days?
I'm just playing with friends.
Having fun? That's what summer is meant for, right?
Yeah.
No enrichment stuff?
No.
Yay! Yay for mom, yay for dad. Good job. Have fun. All right, welcome to the show again. And our next contestant is Shreya. I think you may have heard her voice. She loves to listen to the show. Shreya, welcome to the show. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I'm going to fourth grade. I go to Stanton Elementary School in Castro Valley, and my hobbies are reading, playing music, and playing with friends.
All right. So Castro Valley is a long drive from here. Took you a while to get here today, huh?
Yeah, it did.
All right. So tell me how you heard about the show.
Well, suddenly my dad just on the radio one day, and I heard it, and then I started going on there.
Yeah, you like to listen to it. I'm so glad to have you. So look, Shreya made the transition from being a loyal listener to becoming a participant, and I think she's going to have a lot of fun on our show today. We're missing our third contestant because for some reason he hasn't made it to the show yet. If he comes in the middle, we'll try and accommodate him, but I do think that this is a really turbulent time. People are getting sick and there's lots of stuff going on, so we'll excuse him for today and we'll do a show with Aditya and Shreya. They're going to have a lot of fun today. Here are our first category is based on the fact that it is Independence Day for India and Pakistan the last couple of days. So first, a big happy Independence Day to all our Indian and Pakistani listeners. Kids, are you okay with us doing that category first?
Sure.
All right, so shall we do a big combined Happy Independence Day? Yeah? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Happy Independence Day! All right, in honor of that, we are going to do our first category, which is trivia questions about India and Pakistan. All right, I just got a text from our producer that our third contestant is sick. All right, that takes care of it. So it's going to be Aditya and Shriya today. We're going to go over the rules one more time, quickly, for the benefit of Shriya, who has listened to the show, but she's never been participating here. We have three categories, 10 questions each. You buzz in. Don't blurt it out or raise your hand or do the normal things you do in class. Here, it's all about the buzzer. Why don't we do a little buzzer check when we do that? Aditya and... Yes, for some reason, it's too soft. Let's try it again. Again? Huh. All right, again? Ah, perfect. And now? All right. So we've got our buzzers working. So please use the buzzer. Don't raise your hand or shout out the answer. The person whose buzzer lights up gets to answer the question first. They get 10 points if they get it right, minus 5 if they get it wrong. If they don't know the answer, they just say pass. It goes to the next person. The next person has a choice to either answer the question or pass it. If they answer the question and get it right, it's 5 points. If they answer the question and get it wrong, it's minus 5. The first person who buzzes, even if they say pass, they get penalized minus 5. That's the reward and the punishment for being the first person to buzz in. You get more points if you're right, but you have to answer the question. Got it? All right. Let's get started. Our first category, as I said, to celebrate the Independence Day of India and Pakistan, is trivia about India and Pakistan. Question number one. What is the capital of Pakistan?
Mm-hmm. Islamabad.
Got it. 10 points to Shriya. Good start, Shriya. Here you go. Question number two. What color, other than white, is on the Pakistani flag?
Green.
Green is right. 10 points to Aditya, and both of the kids are off to a good start. Okay, question number three. Name any South Indian big city. Name any South Indian big city.
Chennai.
Chennai is right. Good job. 10 points. Michael, can you help me with the points today? Here you go. 10 points to Aditya. Alright, question number four. Name this famous monument in Agra that is a tomb for a queen.
Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal, 10 points. He was just fastest. Yeah, you can. Okay, he's been here before, so let me give a little tip. If you think you know the answer, you don't have to wait for me to finish the question. You can buzz in at any time.
Okay.
Alright. Question number five. The majority of Pakistan is home to this ancient civilization. This is the difficult one. The majority of Pakistan is home to this ancient civilization that both India and Pakistan are actually known for. The clue is that India's name comes from, in a complicated way, from the name of the civilization. Mm-mm. Okay, the answer is the Indus Valley Civilization. The Indus Valley Civilization. Let me give you a little background. The Indus name comes from the river Sindh, Hind, Hindustan, India. And it's all related. From the Indus Valley Civilization, we get the Western word for India, which is India. In India, some people call it Bharat, some people call it Hindustan. All right. Question number six. What is the official currency of India and Pakistan?
Mm-hmm. Rupees.
Rupees. Very good. 10 points. Good job. We have a lot in common with each other. Question number seven. What is the most popular sport in India and Pakistan?
Hockey.
No, that is not correct. Question passes minus 5 to Aditya. Question passes to Shriya.
Cricket.
Cricket. 5 points to her. Absolutely. Most popular sport. Question number eight. Name two countries that border India. Name two countries that border...
Bhutan and Nepal.
All right, very good. I'm so happy you didn't say Pakistan, because that definitely is one of them. Well done, well done. That was a good answer. Question number nine. Which famous person is known as the father of India?
Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi is right. 10 points. Question number ten. Is your buzzer working?
Yes.
All right. Which is the dominant religion in Pakistan? Which is the dominant religion in Pakistan?
Islam.
Islam is right. 10 points. Very good. And with that, we come to the end of our first category. Both the kids did really well. It's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. We'll wait for Michael to finish a phone call and then we'll take your calls for this question, our listener question. And here is our listener question. Name this board game with white and black pieces that was invented in India. Name this board game with white and black pieces that was invented in India. This question is for our listeners, not for the kids in the studio. 510-770-1550. Let's take our first call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly and the answer is chess.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya and the answer is chess.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is chess.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, this is Jesse. And the white and black board game is chess.
Thank you, Jesse. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and I think the answer is chess.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Rakesh, and the answer is chess.
Thank you, Rakesh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is chess.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is chess.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Ronav, and I think the answer is chess.
Thank you, Ronav, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you, Rishika.
Hi, my name is Trishna Mehta, and I think the answer is chess.
Thank you, Trishna. Welcome to the show. Trishna was the last caller for our first question. We'll take a break now. When we come back from the break, we'll see who won that first listener question and also how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host, Vidya. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Aditya and Shriya. We're missing one kid today because he's sick, but that's okay. We wish him a get well soon. And before we get started with our next round, we just finished our first round, which was all about India and Pakistan celebrating their independence days going on in the last couple of days. And the listener question in that one was, name this board game with white and black pieces that was invented in India. And the answer was indeed chess, shatranj, as it used to be called. And from all the correct answers, which was everybody, it was Shriya's turn to pick a winner. Shriya, who is the winner of our first round?
The winner is Ayman.
Ayman, all right. Congratulations. You know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, mention question number one. August 15th, 2015. And the body of the email mentioned the question, answer, and your name and contact information. All right. So let's see how the kids did in the studio today. Aditya, how many points do you have?
I have 55 points.
55 points. And what about you, Shia? It is 25. This is 10? That's fine. Okay. 25 points. Awesome. So this is very, very close at this point. The kids have decided that their next category will be cold-blooded animals. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do a buzzer check. Yep, buzzers are working. Question number one, category cold-blooded animals. Hold your thing in your hand like this. Yes, and be ready to press with your thumb so that you can do it quickly. Yeah, like this. Got it? I'm showing Shia how to use the buzzer so you can get faster at it. Yeah? Show me how to do it. Buzz. There you go. All right. Cold-blooded animals. First question. Where do most cold-blooded animals get their heat from?
The sun.
The sun. Very good. 10 points to Aditya. Question number two. Shia, are you comfy?
Yeah.
Yes. Question number two. Similar to frogs, this amphibian has a warty skin.
A toad.
Toad. Good job. Question number three. Large reptile related to the crocodile.
The alligator.
Alligator. He's just so fast. Yes. Question number four. Reptile with a really long tongue can move its eyes independently and can change color?
Frog?
No, change color. That is not correct. Minus 5. Let me get that for you, Michael. Our question passes to Aditya.
A chameleon.
A chameleon. 5 points to him. Good job. Question number 6. Kind of medium-sized vegetarian lizard from South America. It's very odd, unusual to find a lizard that's vegetarian. It's a vegetarian lizard from South America, and they're a popular pet. They're a popular pet, so you can probably find some in cages, in terrariums in people's houses. What additional clue can I give? This lizard is a vegetarian in its adulthood, but actually as a baby, it eats meat. So it's a vegetarian only as an adult. It's not as big as, say, it's bigger than a gecko, so it's not a gecko. And it has like a crest kind of thing on its head. It has a kind of crest.
Iguodala
is the Golden State Warriors player. Andre Iguodala, but you're close. Minus 5. Question passes to Shriya. You have a guess? It's an iguana. And I know you're on the right track. I'm looking forward to the NBA season starting again. It'll be fun to see what happens there. Okay, question number 6. This is the largest species of lizard, and it's found in Indonesian islands. It has two letters to its name, and the second letter, there's a clue, is actually of a fictitious creature that can breathe fire. That's the second word.
Komodo dragon.
Very good. Good figuring out. 10
and
points.
And you said two letters, not two words.
Oh, I said two letters. That's right. Two words. Good job. Question number 7. Some of these, like the Mako and the Great White, are partially warm-blooded. What am I talking about? Which creature am I talking about? Shia, you have a guess?
A shark.
Very good. 10 points to Aditya. Well done. He's totally owning this segment. All right. Question number 8. Large, non-venomous, that is non-poisonous snake found in Burma. Like the boa constrictor, it squeezes its prey. Large, non-venomous snake found in Burma.
Anaconda?
Nope, that is not correct. Anacondas are actually found in South America. This is found in Burma. It squeezes its prey. Do you know of a snake like that, Shia? It's large.
No.
No, pass. It's the Burmese python. Question number 9. Okay. Large, long-lived reptile with a thick shell found in Galapagos. It's one of the oldest examples of this are actually found in Galapagos. Large, long-lived reptile with a thick shell. That's its house.
A turtle?
No, that is not correct. Minus 5, but you're close. Question passes to Shriya.
What is a Galapagos?
Galapagos is an island in South America.
Pass.
It's a tortoise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, question number 10. Interesting fact that I did not know, but the clue will give you the answer. These insects sometimes eat honey to stay warm through the winter.
Bear?
Insects.
Oh.
Minus 5. Question passes to Aditya.
Pass.
Really? Clue wasn't enough? It's a bees. These insects eat bees. Did you know bees were cold-blooded? I did not know till I was doing my research.
Yeah
bees are cold-blooded animals. The weird thing about bees is that bees are cold-blooded, but the hive is warm-blooded. Yeah, because together they flutter their wings to keep it warm. Isn't that crazy?
I thought they were cold, but that's why I didn't say it.
What?
I thought they were warm-blooded, the bees.
Yeah, we think so, right? I learned two things this time. Bees are cold-blooded, and birds are warm-blooded. I always thought birds were cold-blooded because so haven't you heard of birds descending from dinosaurs? And dinosaurs, I always assumed. So then I researched dinosaurs to see whether dinosaurs were cold-blooded or warm-blooded. And all my childhood, we've been taught that dinosaurs are actually cold-blooded. Now the new research shows that they might be warm-blooded. So it's things change so much. All right. That is the end of our category of cold-blooded animals. And we are on to our listener question. Call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here's our listener question. Who needs more energy to live, cold-blooded or warm-blooded animals? Who needs more energy to live, cold-blooded or warm-blooded animals? It's not an easy question, but it's fairly obvious. So I'll give you some time to figure it out. Anyway, let's go and see if we have a caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Jesse, and I think it's cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded need more? Okay, I'll put that down as C. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas. I think the answer is that warm-blooded need more energy.
So we have one cold, one warm. Let's move on and see what the next person says. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Gagan, and the answer is cold-blooded.
Thank you, Gagan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly, and the answer is cold-blooded.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is warm-blooded.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you, Gagan.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is cold-blooded.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ajay, and the answer is cold-blooded.
Is that Ajay?
Yeah, Ajay.
Ajay. And your answer is cold-blooded, right? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer, warm-blooded.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is cold-blooded.
Thank you, Rishika. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Ronav, and I think the answer is warm-blooded.
Thank you, Ronav. And Ronav was the last caller. Interesting question. We had 50% of people say cold and 50% of people say warm. When we come back from our break, we'll see which was the correct answer and who was the winner. We'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing.
Yeah.
The kids are just trying out the mic, the headphones here for the first time and getting quite startled. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, here with Aditya and Shriya. Oh my gosh, they're super cute. But before we see how they did, let's look at our second category question. Listener question, our category was cold-blooded animals. And my question was, who needs more energy to live, cold-blooded or warm-blooded animals? I was very surprised that we had more people speaking cold-blooded, or at least we had almost a 50-50, 60-40 split between cold-blooded and warm-blooded. The answer, though, is warm-blooded, because it takes a lot of energy to maintain our body temperature at a constant temperature. Unlike cold-blooded animals who just go and lie down in the sun when they want to get hot, or go to the shade when they want to get cold, that really doesn't take a lot of internal energy to do anything. But mammals and other warm-blooded animals, they need to do a lot more work to keep that, maintain that body temperature. So warm-blooded animals need more energy to live. From all the correct answers, it was Aditya's turn to pick a winner. Aditya, who is the winner of our second listener question?
The winner is Tejas.
Tejas, all right. Tejas, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, question number 2, August 15th, 2015. And in the body, the question, answer, and your contact information. In this particular category, Aditya did really well. Aditya, how many points do you have?
I have 95 points.
95 points. Shriya has 15. But I'm sure that in the next category, she's going to have a lot more fun. The category is called Words Ending with M-E-N-T. Meant. M-E-N-T. I found so many words in this category that we'll probably do a follow-up and some future show. But for today, let's get started. Let's do a quick buzzer check. All right. Here's our first question in our category, words ending with M-E-N-T. Number one, a set of people authorized to run the country.
The government.
Government. Good job. 10 points. Question number two, kind of store where you get a bunch of different things. kind of store where you get a bunch of different things. Like it's not a grocery, it's not a bakery, it's not a clothing store. Put it all together and what kind of store do you get?
A department store.
Department store, very good. Question number 3. When you have an illness, you probably need this.
A treatment.
Treatment. Good job, Aditya. Well done. Question number 4. A set of many games in a sport to find a final winner. A set of many games.
A tournament.
Tournament. Good job. Okay, question number 5. When two people disagree, they are having an?
Disagreement?
I'll accept it. Though that wasn't the word I was looking for. 10 points. You have another word?
Argument.
Argument. Can't give you points, but that is the correct answer. But disagreement is fine. Disagreement is a legitimate word, and I'd forgotten all about it. Question number 6. To buy something, you have to make a?
Payment.
Payment. Good job. All right. Question number 7. You do this in science labs.
Experiment.
Experiment. Very good. 10 points. Question number 8. A piano is a musical?
Instrument.
Instrument. 10 points. Very good. Question number 9. To see the doctor, you have to make an?
Appointment.
Appointment. Good job. Question number 10. After the age of 65, most people enjoy their?
Retirement.
Retirement. Good job, Shriya. Well done. All right. So that brings us to the end of a super fast category. That was a lot of fun. Word categories are my favorite. Here's our listener category. And again, we're going to have a listener question that actually doesn't have one correct answer. So long as your answer makes sense, I'll accept it. So this, be as creative as you can be. Here's a listener question. When you're listening to this show, you are feeling what? And you can come up with any word you like. Yes, the kids in the studio can too, but not loud. We'll do it over the break, okay? When you're listening to this show, you feel, I hope, a good stuff. Okay, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. Hi, you're on the air. No, they're thinking. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my
yes.
name is Anshu.
Anshu.
And I feel excited when I listen to the show.
Where's the ment? It has to end with ment. So what's the word?
Excited.
Anshu. Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and when I listen to the show, I feel so happy.
But still, it's not a word ending with M-E-N-T. Remember, I'm still looking for the word that ends with M-E-N-T. Remember, that's a category. Can you come up with a word?
Excitement.
Excitement. Okay, thank you, Nicole. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchina, and I have the word excitement.
Thank you, Sinchina. So nice to hear your voice after so long. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think my answer is excitement.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Twinkle, and when I listen to the show, I feel excitement.
Thank you, Twinkle. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and I think the answer is excitement.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and my answer is excitement.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rashika. I think the answer is excitement.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Ronav, and I think it can be excitement.
Thank you, Ronav. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Prince.
Prince?
The Prince.
And the answer is?
Answer is, I think, excitement.
Thank you, Prince. That was the last caller. We're going to take a break now, and I'm so glad people didn't say resentment.
Resentment, no way.
Lots of ment words I would not have liked to hear there. But thank you, everyone, for saying excitement. I'm excited to be doing the show as well. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll see who got the last listener question and find the winners in the show, in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja.
Sawal Kiye Ja. The Safari Quiz Show!
Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in, we're done. But I hope you, if you have been listening to the last 1 hour, I hope you had fun. And going by the answer to the last question, which was when you're listening to the show, you are feeling, and I got the answer, excitement. Thank you. I'm guessing that you had a good time. Tune in next week again for another hour of quizzing fun. It's live. You can get prizes. And let's find out who won our last one. Our question for this last listener question, it was, there were no wrong answers, so everybody got put into the raffle. And it was Shriya's turn again to pick the winner. Shriya, who's the winner of our last listener question?
The winner is Ronav.
Ronav, woohoo! All right, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Your subject line will be question 3, August 15, 2015. And in the body, the question, answer, and your contact information. All right, let's see in the studio. Shriya had a much better round. Shriya, how many points do you have?
51.
55.
Oh, 55.
This is a 5 points. Yes, 55. And what about you, Aditya?
155.
Aditya is a winner today. Let's give him a round of applause. Well done. Well done. Congratulations to everybody. And that's it for our show today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.